CPA Mobile.
4ULP Kilo Oscar 4, here for Lion Papa.
ULP KP4 CPA, how you doing, Alexander?
Good, how about yourself?
Whoa out, I've been playing tennis since 4:30.
David, so I think that you're, if I'm right, so, do I have your name right? Okay, I'm looking at my log, but, you know, trying to match up, you know, call signs and names so I can identify, you know, who's talking to me.
Good, what you been up to today?
Back from Chad's and picked up an HF rig that he gave me, so I'm going to set that up eventually and get to operating that in the 10 meters so I can get, you know, antenna built and everything.
So what kind of rig is it?
It's like a 10-tech MNI. It's, you know, a classic. It's old, but it still works.
So I started on a Cubic Astro 103. It was solid state, but it was about almost 50 years old. Before I'd say between it and the power supply, I had a matching power supply. The guy sold me with it, and you could use either one for a bait anchor. I mean, it was. They were both heavy as they could be, and he had put these super heavy-duty fans on the back, cooling fans to keep you know the keep them running cool, and so that made it even heavier. But but it worked good, and I enjoyed it for I don't know a year or two, I think, and then I. Finally broke down and bought the Icon 7300. When I saw that, I said, man, I have got to get me one of these.
You know, excited to play around with it, and, you know, when the conditions get better on 10 meters, I'll, you know, see how much I can do with it, how far I can talk, but, it's not too heavy. I don't know if the radio itself could weigh anchor the boat. Maybe the power source has a matching power source that also came with it that he gave me, and external speaker, and, you know, like, all that microphone owner's manual. So, you know, it's get all that running, and it works. I, you know, he taught me how to use it before he gave it to me. So, you know, it's a nice radio, and I'm excited to use it.
Excuse me, have you got an antenna for it?
Me some wire to build an antenna, so, you know, I'll have to learn how to do that, which I think that'd be fun, you know, to actually, you know, get to the experience in building an antenna.
If you're not stuck in a HOA like I am, I can't have antennas or a tower at my house, and so I use a Carolina Wyndham. It's a 135-foot long wire, and it's offset fed, and it's 80 through 6 meters, and the bands it covers, and we just shot it up in the trees with a thing that looks kind of like a potato launcher or something using compressed air.
Nobody's bothering me about the 6 foot antenna that I put on the roof, but, you know, I, you know, plan to build the antenna, which I think will be fun. The radio is just, it can do multiple bands, so it can do like 80, 10, 30. Yeah, and then he said I could do like a fan antenna, so that way I could the radio will go to wire sticking out that it needs to, so I'll probably end up building one of those for my radio.
It's really good to do that, build your own antenna, because it helps you learn about antennas and what they can do and what they can't do.
Actually, would maybe want to look into getting like a small kit, like, I don't know, maybe a Morse code kit or something to actually build a radio. I think that would be like a fun experience to have.
Are you doing any, are you planning on doing any Morse code?
To learn CW maybe after I get my general or before, I'm not sure yet when I'll do that. I also want to get my Skywarn certificate. So, you know, there's things that I want to do, it's just I don't know when I'll get to doing them.
Recognize contact. Just one at a time. That's the way you do it. And go ahead there, contact KB4CPA. A breaker in there, go ahead. This is KB4CPA.
This is Tom, KZ4 Mike. I was just going to reinforce your statement to him about the Carolina Wyndham being a very good multi-band antenna. That's the only antenna I've had thus far, and it works great up in the trees. So, but also I was going to tell him, if he's interested in Morse code and kits, the Morserino is what Gary and I and a couple of other ones that in the class that we were teaching built. And it's a great little gadget. They're affordable.
Get to look into getting one. So, yeah, thanks for that information. Really look into that. That would be a good experience to learn how to build radios. Does that kit require any soldering or not?
Copy your very end of your conversation there.
Require any soldering or not?
It does require minimal soldering, the best I can recall. I put that thing together about 3 years ago, so I'm lucky I can remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So I hate to say no, and it does require a little bit, but if it does, it doesn't require much.
It was a little bit of soldering before. Have several friends who have solder irons on, just hook up with one of them and, solder the little bit of soldering that needs to be together, that needs to be soldered. So, I'm just curious if it involves soldering or not.
David, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you here, but if you go to the Greer Amateur Radio Club, our website, there's some links, and I'm pretty sure that there's links up to some of the websites for the Arduino kits. I actually think that there might be a link to a video for Arduino kit that our members have done. But there's a lot of resources there. If you go to the Greer Amateur Radio website, there's a lot of resources there for you to look at for something local. And, of course, you can reach out to any of us if you need any assistance. And I will go ahead and let you guys complete your conversation. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. KZ4 Mike, I will be clear and listening.
Right in any time you want to. Where have you been anyway? I haven't talked to you in a month of Sundays.
Tabled American Veterans meeting tonight, so unfortunately, being the commander of the chapter, I don't have the option of playing hooky. So we went to Wild Ace, that's where we meet on Tuesday. So we have just now got on the interstate and are heading back to KN4LBO's, and I have her in tow in the vehicle behind me, probably listening.
So did I hear you correctly that you have her in tow in the vehicle behind you?
Hey, but you took it out of context. She is in her vehicle following me.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of all this. Oh, my goodness. Way too long a day. Yeah, I was up in Maggie Valley this morning. My sisters, my wife and I were up there. And we went to a Cuban restaurant last night up on the a roof up in, I don't even know the name of the restaurant, but it was up in Asheville. And the food was really, really good. We had some of our cousins that live up there join us, and we had a blast. I tell you, it was a lot of fun. So I'm going to go ahead and jump out of here because I'm getting ready to pull in the garage and call it a night. So I'm going to bail here on both of you. But y'all have a good evening, and take care out there on the mobile. Alexander, just keep plugging away there. And we'll talk to you guys later, KB4CBA Mobile.
Dave, or whoever's left on, I have to sign off too. So this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Roger, I did not get your name there. Do you mind giving it?
Alexander, and I have a logbook here real quick. Get you, if I can, you know, get that all organized. Get your name and call sign. I appreciate that.
73 there, David. Give me a call if you need me. Alexander, my call sign is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike, and the name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
I got KZ4M, am I correct?
Okay, if you said M or N, it's Mike. M as in Mike. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Got that right. And thank you. We'll have to sign off here. 73's KO4ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, good talking to you. Good luck. And like I said, look for resources, and if we can help, just give us a yell. Great talking to you. You have a good evening. 73. It's Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. Clear and listening.